Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been dating on and off for 5 years. In 2011, he was internet cheating by always writing girls and telling them what he could do for them and how he wanted to take them out. He says he never actually went through with going to see them, but I didn't believe him, so I broke up with him. After we broke up, I started dating this other guy. Needless to say, that didn't last long, and I was back with my boyfriend. One day, we were talking, and he got mad and told me that my sex was not good anymore. It wasn't the same anymore. I let him know out of anger that it was because the other guy is bigger and better. Okay. Since then, we've been having issues, really, in our relationship.
You think?
He thinks he's not good enough for me now, and he is always putting himself down. I am pregnant now, and he asked me if I wish it was the other guy's baby. I just want him to stop. I am in love with him, and the other guy was just a rebound. Even after 2 years, he's still talking about it. Did I ruin our relationship? Well, yeah, it sounds like pretty much you did, because for one thing, your man can't handle the truth. He cannot. And quite frankly, there are very few men, if any, who can deal with this kind of information. So you can pretty much chalk this one up to experience. You can learn from this situation. First, here's what you can learn. Don't let anyone make you do anything out of anger. Don't do that. And then second, you don't kiss and tell. You just don't do that. You have to keep your business to yourself. I mean, that's nothing to share with your man, nothing to share with anyone for that matter. Because if you do, this is what you'll get. You'll get a man who won't let it go, especially if he feels inadequate now. So if you're pregnant, and I really, 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 well, you say you're pregnant. I really hope you didn't get pregnant on purpose out of guilt. I hope you didn't do that to try to prove something to this man. But the fact of the matter is you are pregnant now. And you and your man, if you're still going to be in some kind of relationship here, you need to focus your attention now on the baby and giving the baby the best life with the best parents that the baby can possibly get. But the lesson here is, you don't tell. You broke up, but he probably, your man obviously can handle this. Quake.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, this relationship over with. Bigger and better, yeah, you need to go ahead. I tell people, I tell women all the time, my woman can never be our woman. That's a broke up right there. Yeah. Better and better. Oh, no. Oh, no. I wouldn't even ask her no more. That's it. It's the relationship is gone. Shirley, after you done told me that, you need to be with him. I ain't even asked you. 2 years, she's you done pregnant. Killed his self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Oh, pregnant, let me give you the child support. Yeah. Let me just kick it with my kids, and that's it. All the time, you the best. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You told me how you feel. No, thank you. I'm just letting you know right there, it's gone. The relationship is over with. You can't do that to a man. Our self-esteem, all we do is see the other dude. We don't know what he look like, but we know
from
he there.
From that point on.
Yeah, it's all over with. Ain't no thrill in it no more.
So there's no forgiveness. There's no nothing. There's no way to get it back. Even with, the baby, which I think that she probably did get pregnant to try to hold on to this man.
Well, that was wrong.
Yeah. She shouldn't have done that. But the baby's here now. I mean, she's pregnant. So they're both going to have some sort of relationship.
No, we'll have a relationship. But the intimacy between me and you, as you think of my woman, is over. You done already told me someone was bigger and better. Ooh. That did it. You
were literally she was angry, guys. No. She was angry.
I wouldn't care what she was.
That. You can't say that one, though.
That's the one right there.
And that's two strikes.
Yeah. Too.
The first one really hurts.
Yeah.
Bigger first and
one
better.
Yeah. Wow. The she, first one
she
really
hurts. You guys' egos on your fragile egos.
No. You want your woman.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have to come to some sort of agreement, though, because now you have a baby to raise.
We can do that.
Yeah.
But you eliminate yourself from being my woman. That's it.
Every man driving right
but
now.
But what if she didn't mean it? What if she didn't mean it, guys? No. Maybe she didn't mean it.
Out of anger, though, Shirley, a lot of truth come out.
Yeah.
A lot of truth come out. Yeah. The real deal comes out.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Maybe
I wouldn't care if she made it or not. I heard it.
She's young. She didn't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's young. To say something like that to your man.
It's a lesson, though. That's
how she said it, though. You know how she said it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's because Big Ray Ray B bringing it. What did you just say? Cause Big Ray Ray be bringing it
on the chandelier and everything.
Yeah, this is when the double standard really comes into play. It really, really is right here. You know, you can't do what a man does. You just can't. Right. You can't. You just can't. And this is a lesson that she learned as a young girl. You can't do that. Don't get pregnant out of guilt or anything like that, trying to hold on to a man. That's not going to hold a man.
Trying to trap
you know?
A man.
Yeah, you can't do that.